Well, the Pioneer anomaly appears to be rather less anomalous than people previously thought. The Pioneer anomaly sounds like some kind of thriller novel, but it's actually a slight acceleration on the Pioneer probes. These are space probes launched in the 70s and are some of the most distant man-made objects that we've made. As they headed away from the solar system, their path was carefully tracked and a strange anomaly was discovered. They were decelerating slightly faster than they should be according to Einsteinian gravity. The effect was tiny, about 1 part in 10 to the minus 10 metres per second squared, but it was measurable and it got lots of theoreticians very interested. This is because studies of galaxies indicate the gravity may be stronger at larger distances, and this would tend to agree with it. So theorists have been creating lots of new theories of gravity to fit this data. In 2008, a third of the anomaly was explained by Federico Francisco and colleagues. The spacecraft generates power by heat produced by radioactive decay. This heat is lost by thermal radiation, which is a form of light. Light carries momentum, so it can apply a force to the spacecraft. It's like a very, very weak rocket. They hadn't managed to explain the whole anomaly even when they'd taken into account all the heat sources. Now they think they have. A source of heat, the main electronics compartment, is immediately behind the parabolic dish the spacecraft uses to communicate with Earth. So thermal radiation from this electronics will reflect off the dish, giving the spacecraft a slight extra deceleration, explaining very, very neatly the anomaly. So unfortunately for the theorists and their chance of a Nobel Prize, Einstein's equations seem to still hold.
All I can say about that is oops, because lots of people have put lots and lots of time into developing things that fit dodgy data, basically. It's nice that they've now solved it, but also what about the people who've come up with all these other explanations? Did they lead to anything useful, or is this now completely in the dustbin?
I'm sure they'll keep looking at their experiments and trying to find other data which doesn't quite work with Einstein. It's all a good intellectual exercise, if nothing else.
So the moral of this story is don't disagree with Einstein, I guess.